And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We're going to get it started for you right now. April 9th marked a major step forward for plans to build the new ice arena in Bad Axe, as the building had arrived earlier than anticipated. Project leaders say the early delivery puts the effort ahead of schedule. And they also credit strong community support and donations for helping move the project forward, bringing the long-envisioned arena closer to becoming a reality. And the Unionville Sebring Area School District's Board of Education accepted some staff resignations during their last meeting. The board accepted the resignations of high school teachers Nanette Beagle and Jason Beagle, as well as the resignation of special education teacher Marcy LaValle and varsity basketball and middle school track coach Chuck Arnold, with great regret. Vincent Scafello was hired as a paraprofessional during that meeting as well. And high school students interested in healthcare careers will have a chance to explore the field at an upcoming hands-on event in Saginaw. Michigan State University Extension is hosting a free health simulation lab and skill-building event on May 2nd. Running from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., the program is designed to give students a closer look at careers in health and human services through interactive, real-world activities. Lunch will be provided. Organizers say the event is open to high school students and aims to help participants gain practical exposure to healthcare settings and skills. Students must register in advance with a deadline of April 17th. Additional details are available through the MSU Extension. And in a Huron County District Court proceeding this week, Justin Michael Whalen, facing charges of operating while intoxicated or impaired third offense, a felony, waived his right to a preliminary examination. The prosecution, represented by Timothy Rutkowski, offered a plea agreement allowing Whalen to plead guilty to the OWI third offense by certified court arraignment, and the offer included no objection to sentencing to TRSC or Thumb Regional Sobriety Court, if recommended and accepted, and the dismissal of all remaining counts. Defense attorney Michelle Sieve represented Whalen, and the court found Whalen knowingly and voluntarily waived that right. His case is now bound over to the circuit court for arraignment on Thursday, April 27th at 9 a.m., and bond continues as previously ordered. And we will be right back after this brief PSA.
As parents, we have a million things running through our minds. Playdates, checkups, laundry, diapers, work, groceries. So it's easy to make a mistake. Oh, I forgot birthday candles. We say we'd never put our kids in danger by leaving them in the car alone.
Sit tight, hon, I'll be right back.
But temperatures as low as 60 degrees can be deadly for children left behind. So always bring them with you. And every time you park the car, stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. But you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.